Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, it's 2024, and God has much, much more for you, 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 and you. Much more blessings, much more healing, much more deliverance, much, much more. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry with your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart. We thank God for you. We thank God for prayer warriors being persistent, prayer warriors talking to our almighty living God, prayer warriors interceding for other individuals, and we give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We thank God for our realtor and broker, Shanita Kelly. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977. 0977 if you want to sell the home that you're now living in or want to purchase a new home. And she'll help you get those finances in order, too. That's Shanita Kelly, a praying woman of God, 443-854-0977. Give her a call today, y'all. Let her know you heard here at the Power Hour of Prayer. Don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. You can call him at 443-449-3631 for that natural hairstyle. And he also has a barber on site. And don't forget, he's giving out those fresh fruits and vegetables on Tuesdays. But you got to call him before today to let him know you want to get some fresh fruits and vegetables or pastry. Give Dr. David Gaines a call for that hairstyle. Natural hairstyles, master electrician, Dr. David Gaines at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, y'all. We are truly, truly blessed. Give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. Also has a barber on site, okay? Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, man of God, doing the work that God has called him out to do, blessing our community over and over and over and over again throughout the years. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, truly a man of God, blessing the city of Baltimore along with throughout the world. Yes, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. Oh, you know what? You can go online at http://harryclose.com. All one word, all lowercase letters. http://www.harripclose.com. Okay, that's Reverend Dr. Harry B. Close Funeral Service located 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. He's there to support and comfort you throughout the transition of your loved one. Always there for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close's sons and family there to support our community. Thank God for Jesus. God is truly good. We thank God once again for each and every one of you celebrating another year. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. And I thank God for Jesus. He's given us another opportunity to get our house in order. Yes, getting our house in order. And I'm talking about your spiritual house along with the physical house. He wants us to get our houses in order. And you know what? He's given us another opportunity to do that. He didn't have to do it, but he did, my dear ones. It's time to stop dating God. It's time to marry him. Amen. Time to stop dating God. It's time to get married to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we thank God for you, 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 and you. And I just want to give you an opportunity to hear a message that I've been preaching this past season in reference to Mary and Joseph and Jesus. And I want you to tell a friend to tune in this morning. You're going to hear an exciting message coming from me from the book of Matthew concerning the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to know it's entitled God's Business, all right? God's Business. But we're going to give God some total praise, first of all. We're going to give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, because nothing happens without his approval. Nothing happens without him being there. Amen? As we sing that song, Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. That's why we're going to give him total praise today. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. we're giving God total praise. We are giving God total praise. I don't know about you, but we're giving him total praise this morning. We give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. So we're going to give God total praise today for everything that he's done throughout the years, throughout the past season, in spite of what's being done in other parts of the world. We're going to praise him because we know that we're praying and praising God for who he is. Amen. God sent his only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross of what? Our sins. He who knew no sins. He could have came down from that cross. I want you all to know that. Uh-huh. He could have came down from that cross. He could have been disobedient to his father. My God, my God, my God. Some things we got to go through. Amen. Some things we got to go through. And my dear ones, some things we don't have to go through. Because sometimes we're blaming things on God. But we made that choice. We made that choice. So it behooves you. Go to the Word of God. Pray to the Almighty Living God. Have a little talk with Jesus. Uh-huh. He will help you make that right decision. So a lot of things that we're caught up in today, my sisters and my brothers, is not always God's fault. Lots of times we make the wrong choices. And that's why we have to be in the midst of the right individuals to minister to us. Okay? We have the right counselors to counsel us. And the Word of God talks about counselors. And I believe the Word of God is talking about the counselors that are saved. Amen. Not those unsaved counselors that will say anything to you to get your money. Watch out. Who you have counseling you? And all pastors are not counselors. I want you to know that this morning. If they're going to counsel you, they should counsel you according to the Word of God. Not because you're paying your tithes. Uh-huh. Not because you're doing everything they tell you to do. Not because she agree or he agree. But they should counsel you according to the Word of God. And if you want to get mad with God. Uh-huh. I counsel according to the Word of God. Because the blood is going to be on my hands if I give you the wrong instructions. Uh-huh. The blood is going to be on my hands. Okay, my dear ones? We love you. Yes, we do. But amidst, a parent loving their child, they want that child to do the right thing. Uh-huh. It's not about letting that child have its way. It's not Burger King in this world today. That's why we got so many children running wild. You want your child to do the right thing. Now, I know there's some parents that are raising their children right, and the child's still going the other direction. But the Word of God tells us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. So you got to train that child in the right way. Don't wait till he or she's a teenager. You got to start right at while that child's in your womb, praying, reading the Word of God. When that child's in your womb. And men, it goes both ways. You can pray over your baby also. You read the Word to your wife and to your baby. Thank you, Jesus. Parenting is not a one-way street. Take care of that wife that's bearing your child. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm excited for you, you, and you. Thank God for all of you that are listening this morning on our first broadcast for the year of 2024. And I'm going to give you scriptures. We're always going to read that 91st Psalm for our protection. We're not going to ever let that go. Glory be to God. That's our Psalm of protection. Our scriptures for the year 2024, Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Lord of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord will fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. Look at that. Get in your spirit. Psalm 20, verse 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. His anointed. Are you one of his anointed ones? Or are you still just playing with God? Or are you still just playing church? Or you called yourself out? Many are called, but few are chosen. Mm-hmm. Watch it. When you're doing things you should not be doing. Did God choose you? He called you. But did he choose you? Many are called, but few are chosen. Are you living a life that God has called you out to live? Yeah, I'm going to talk to you this morning. Are you living a life that God has called you out to live? We know that nobody's perfect. Some get all excited when the pastor say nobody's perfect. We know that everybody's not perfect. But we shouldn't be willingly sinning. We should not be willingly sinning every day. The same thing over and over again. Then go say, God, forgive me. Come on now. Let's have a little talk this morning. Willingly sinning. Knowing it's wrong. Continue to do it. Then go fall on your knees and say, God, forgive me. Watch out. Willingly. We know we're not all perfect. We're striving for perfection. Watch out who you got praying over you. Amen. Watch who you have praying over you. Do you have one of God's anointed men or women praying for you? Do you have one of God's called out men and women praying for you? Someone that's living a life that God has designed for them to live? You don't have everybody praying over you. My God, my God, my God. Some folk praying over you because they live in the wrong life. And once you live the wrong life and everybody all in the same circle, living the wrong life. Don't get mad at me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to you. Now know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Are you one of his anointed ones? He's going to hear from you. Yes, he will. Thank you, God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Who are you trusting in? What are you trusting in? I pray that you're trusting in God. Not that pastor, not that bishop, not that pope, not that apostle that wasn't called by God. Living any old kind of life and telling you it's okay. No, it's not okay. We're going to start this year off right. No, it's not okay for you to live any old kind of life. No, it's not. It's time for you to give that lifestyle up. And you know who you are. Thank you, Jesus. They are brought down and fallen. But we are risen and staying upright. We are risen by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and standing upright in the presence of the Lord. You're not fooling me. You're not fooling nobody but yourself. You know the lifestyle you're living, and it's wrong according to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to hear this morning. Somebody will hear God speaking this morning. Get right with God and do it now. Get right with God. Not with me. Not with your pastor. Not with your neighbor. Not with your mother, your father. I like that song. Get right with God and do it now. With God. I don't have a heaven or a hell to send you to. Get right with God and do it now. And you know, if you want to do the right thing, God is going to take care of you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. God is speaking to you this morning. Get right with God and do it now. You need to make up your mind who you want to serve. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to serve this morning? You know what the Word of God says. You go to church every day. Yeah, some of you go to church every day. In the church every day. We know we got COVID now, so most of the church is not open every day. Some of the Catholic churches were open every day. So you can go in and sit and pray, light your candle. Yeah, some of you go to church every day to pray, to hear the priest, the pope, the pastor, the minister, get right with God and do it now. God knows all. Yes, he does. He knows everything that you're doing. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Get right with God, not with me, not with your friends, not with your family. Get right with God. If you get right with God, you're going to get right with everybody else. Hallelujah. And we are setting an example for the world. So when the world see you doing certain things and see you going into church, the people of the world say, don't need me going to church. They're doing the same thing I'm doing, saying the same things I'm saying, going to the same places I'm going. I go to church. Yeah, I want to get you upset this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to get you upset. Get right with God. Get right with God and do it now. This is now January the 2nd, 2024. Get right with God. All you got to do is make up your mind. Who you going to serve? Make up your mind. Great deliverance. Great deliverance. Great deliverance is coming near for you that want to be delivered. You want to be delivered this morning? You cry on the name of Jesus. Make up your mind. Lord, I'm going to do things your way, not my way. Let's go back to Psalm 20, verse 8. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. You need to stand upright in the eyesight of the Almighty Living God, not the church. Stop trying to impress your friends, your family. Are you standing upright when you pray in the house of God? You're standing before God. He's right there looking at you. Yeah, he's right there looking at you. Are you standing upright? Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. Save somebody this morning, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Save them. Many are in the church and they're not saved. My God, my God, my God. They're acting. Pretending, wannabes, but you need to get right with God on fall and bend the knees and cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Call upon the name of Jesus. Whosoever call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Once you're saved, you want to live right. You want to do right in the eyesight of God and not man. Yeah, I want you to get angry this morning. I want you to get right with God, not with me. You want to see that loved one again? You need to get saved, born again, right where you are, in your own home, in your car, in the bathroom, in the closet, walking down the street, on your job. Yes, there was a young man, we were at the radio station a couple months ago, and we gave the plan of salvation. And the board operator said the plan of salvation right there on his job. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And he got saved right there at WOLB 1010 AM radio station. He said the plan of salvation right there. Over 40 years old. Been in the church. Look at God. Won't God do it? Get right with God and do it now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Wherever you are, I want you to give your life to Christ. But you have to want it. You have to want to live right. Just the one to do which is pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. You can't buy Jesus. You can't buy salvation. No, you cannot. And I don't care how many good works you do. Good works not going to take you into heaven. But once you're saved and you're born again, you're going to want to do right. You're going to want to do good works. But the good works not going to get you into heaven. You got to be born again. You got to be born again. It's in the book of John. You got to be born again, third chapter. You got to be born again. And you can't save yourself. Oh, I'll wait until I stop smoking. Oh, I'll wait until I stop drinking. I'll wait until I stop using drugs. I'll wait until I get tired of whoremongering. I'll wait until I get tired of committing adultery. I'll wait until, No. You need to do it now. You don't know the moment or hour when Jesus Christ is coming back. You want to see your loved ones that are born again, that are saved again? You better get right with God and do it now. Once you're saved and you're born again, you want to do the right thing. You want to do what's pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. So you can't tell me nothing different. If you're saying that you're saved, you want to do right. Uh-huh. And eventually, you want to do right. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. You have the desire. God said he will give us what? The desires of our heart. And my desire is that you will accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior on this day. On this day, don't wait until tomorrow. On this day, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I didn't say anything about getting baptized. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you will want to do the right thing. You want to be born again. You want to be saved. You want to please God and not man. I want to please God. I don't, I'm not worried about pleasing y'all. I want to please God because I'm held accountable for what I do and what I say as I walk in my calling. And don't try to walk in my calling. You walk in the calling that God has given you. Many are called, but few are chosen. He called some. He called some. I want you to know that this morning. Everybody's not called to do the same thing. Some are called to be janitors. Some are called to be garbage men. Some are called to be housekeepers. Some are called to be nurses. Some are called to be doctors. Some are called to be evangelists. Some are called to intercessory prayer warriors. Some are called, not all. And stop doing what other people are telling you to do. You better say, let me go and pray and ask God if this is what he want me to do. If God ain't telling you to do it, you stop doing it. Because next thing you know, you'll get yourself into a big mess because you're doing what somebody else told you to do. You better say, let me go and talk to God about this. Thank you, God. And pray about it. Many of us are fasting and praying in the month of January. 30-day fast. Some of us are fasting a half a day until noon. Some of us are fasting all day. But those of you that are on medication, make sure you get up early in the morning and take that medication. Then if you have to take it after 12, take it after 12 and eat yourself something. Be wise. Prepare yourself for a fast. Don't just jump into a fast. Because somebody else say, oh, we fasted. My church is fasting. And we fasted for, well, did you prepare yourself for that fast? And did the Holy Spirit tell you to go on that fast? Hallelujah. You better hear it from God. You better hear it from God. And be in preparation. Prepare yourself mentally as well as physically. How do you do that? Reading the Word of God, prayer and meditation. Prepare yourself fast for a fast. Don't just jump into a fast, my dear ones. God has given us wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody to hear that this morning. God has given us the wisdom. Prepare yourself for a fast. Don't jump into a fast. The next you know, you're sick. You haven't been given proper instructions. Some people don't have any health concerns. Some folk have to take their medication. Use wisdom, my dear ones. God's wisdom. God's godly wisdom. God's godly knowledge. God's godly understanding. That's what you want in this day and time. And that's what we need in this day and time. Get right with God. and do it now. Mothers and fathers want their children to do right. Our Heavenly Father wants you to do the right thing. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. Thank you, God. But we know that everybody's not going to listen. Mm-hmm. We know some people want to take the shortcut. You better do it God's way. Psalm 20 is one of our psalms for the year of 2024. Psalm 24 is our second psalm for the year of 2024, and I love it in the name of Jesus. God is blessing somebody right now, and I thank God for blessing and delivering that person right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Just lift up your hands, and you just praise him and glorify him and magnify him. God is blessing someone. God is delivering someone. God is healing someone right now under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Jesus, for healing that dear one. Thank you, God, for delivering that dear one. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right where you are, God is healing you. God is delivering you. God is setting you free from that addiction, sexual addiction, homosexuality. God is delivering you right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. January 2nd, 2024. Somebody's being delivered right now. I want to thank God because you know what? God is going to take care of you. You ain't got to worry about a thing. Make up your mind. Just make up your mind. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. It's going to be all right. They'll get over it. It's going to be all right. You let them know I'm doing it God's way. I want to do the right thing. I want to live the right life. I want to be set free from Satan and the ways of the world. Somebody keeps saying, oh, it's hard, it's hard, it's hard, because you keep saying that. You need to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God is able. I can. God is with me. I can. By his stripes, I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus, for that deliverance of that dear one right now. In the prison, behind those prison walls. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Surrender to him. Surrender to him. Cry out to Jesus right now, right where you are behind those prison walls. Surrender to him. Don't you give up. God has a plan for your life right behind those prison walls so that you could teach and pray and be there for other individuals that need to be saved. He's using you behind those prison walls. He's using you in that nursing home and that assisted living facility. God is using you to minister to the nurses and the doctors as you go to the doctor's office, as you go in the hospital. God is using you to let them know that God is real. Pray for the nurses and the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the surgeons, those that dispense the medication, the phlebotomists. Pray for them. They need prayer too. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's go to Psalm 24, our second scripture for the year 2024. I just love the word of God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Y'all got that this morning? Psalm 24, verse 4. Oh, you got it? Let's go back to verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He'd have clean hands and a pure heart. Who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Mm-hmm. All right? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? We are supposed to be holy. That's right. We're supposed to be holy, living a holy life. Uh-huh. There's no denomination in the Bible. I've told you that before. And you can go through it yourself. There's no Baptist. There's no Lutheran, there's no Presbyterian, there's no Catholic, there's no apostolic, no non-denominational. The God that we serve is holy. We serve a holy God. So we should be holy. When we were little children, we used to laugh at the little holy sanctified church. They would go into the little storefront church and they would stand there for hours and hours and hours. And we would laugh. We didn't know any better. But it said the holy sanctified church. Thank you, Jesus. Holy. Holy. That takes on a whole new perspective. Are you living holy, men and women of God? Christ-like Christians. Are you living a holy life? Psalm 24, verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall stand in his holy place? Uh-uh. You live in any old kind of filthy life, doing what you want to do. Uh-uh. Sit down. Sit yourself down. Tell a pastor, I'm going to sit myself down. God is working on me. Until I get right with him. Sit yourself down. Let the pastor know that you got good sense, even if he don't have good sense, that you're not living the right life. Maybe you need to tell the pastor. Amen? Uh-huh. Maybe the pastor don't know any better. Sit yourself down. Have a talk with Jesus. He will make it right. Thank you, God. Follow the instructions in the Word of God, not man. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to let the pastor know, I shouldn't be doing that. I'm not living the right life. The Lord spoke to me this morning through Apostle Stewart, letting me know I'm not living right and I need to sit down until I get things right with God. Let him know it. I'm not scared of him. Let your pastor know I'm not living right. And I need to talk with God and pray to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's hearing me this morning, and a change is going to take place in somebody's life. Thank you, God. Get right with God and do it now. Sit down until you get right with God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. This is not my word. It's coming from the Word of God. Sit yourself down. Get right with God. Thank you, God. Somebody need to do this. Somebody need to do this for themselves and for their family and for their children. Your children are watching and observing. And your children, you're doing that, and the children want to do it too. Then we got generation after generation after generation thinking that it's all right. It's not all right. You need to get right with God. We need to have clean hands and a pure heart. Who have lifted up his soul unto vanity and sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. You can't buy heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't pay for salvation. You can't write a big check and get salvation. You call upon the name of Jesus. What must I do to be saved? Surrender to him. Cry out to him. He will hear you and he will answer you. The Word of God said you must be born again. Many individuals are in the body of Christ in church, not born again, not saved. You're a church member. You're a church hopper. Going from one church to the next church because you can't have your way. This is not about you having your way. Thank you, God. Sit down. Hear from God. Don't go join another church unless that pastor is not right. Okay? Now, if that leader is not right, you don't need to be sitting up under that leader. If he or she is not right, you need to pray for them and ask God to show you what to do. Because you don't want to be sitting under the wrong leader either. We have many leaders that's leading people straight to hell. And that's not where you want to go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. But stop being a church hopper. There's no perfect church. And if you find it, you're going to mess it up. Get right with God. Get right with God and do it now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I know the word of God says, forsake not the assembling of the saints. And you and your family can gather together in your home and pray and thank God. It should start in your home anyway. You should be praying right in your home. Before you go into another church, join another church in 2024, you'd have been to 10 churches already. You need to start right in your home with you and your family, reading the word of God, studying the word of God, praying without ceasing, asking God to show you where to go. Go to Bible study. Go to prayer service. Sunday school. That's where you need to be, in Sunday school and Bible study. And ask God to send you to the right person that's teaching you, that person that's living according to the word of God and the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. God gives us wisdom. And God will show you where to go. And God will show you who to sit under. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. The Lord want to bless you. Yes, he does. He's in the blessing business. And he ain't going to have you sitting up under any old type of pastor or preacher or teacher, choir, singing the songs of Zion and not living the right life. My God, not treating your wife right, and you on a choir, singing the songs of Zion. Jesus, watch out. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from his God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, thy face, O Jacob Shelah. God is raising up a new generation. A generation that will seek God, a generation that want to hear from God, a generation want to do the right thing. A lot of you have been living that life for a long time. And the Holy Spirit is saying it's time for a change. God is raising up a new generation that want to live right, that want to do right, that will speak it and not be ashamed, won't be afraid to speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak against fornication. Speak against adultery. Speak against lying. Speak against backbiting. Speak against thievery. Speak against homosexuality. Speak against gossiping. Speak the truth, the word of God. It's not your word, it's God's word. Show them where it is in the scripture. God hates sin. He loves the person, but he hates sin. He don't want you to stay in sin. You should hate it too. If you said you're saved, you're born again, and you still loving that sin that you're in, As one of the teachers at Baltimore School Bible used to say, there's a dead cat on the line somewhere. If you say you're saved, you're born again, you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you're still living in sin, watch out. Get mad. Get mad with God. Thank you, God. I wanted to get mad. I wanted to get angry. That they would want to do the right thing and was pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Not in my eyesight. You say you love the Lord? You say you're going to serve him until you die? I'm going to treat everybody right? You better treat God right. That's what you better start with. You better treat God right, first of all. Thank you, Jesus. He's speaking this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Touch somebody's mind, heart, spirit, and soul. Let this word sink deep down in their soul that a change will take place in the year 2024 on this day. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Touch that evil, nasty spirit. Hating everybody. Getting angry with everybody. Because of what you've done. You know, you heard people say misery love company. Because you're miserable, so you want everybody else to be miserable with you. Not on this watch. Not on this watch. God didn't give us a spirit of fear. We ain't fearing you, big bully. That Jezebel controlling spirit. That's not of God. Thank you, Jesus. God gives us an opportunity to make a choice. So you big bullies, pastors in the pulpit, big bullies, need to sit down and let those individuals make their choice. Stop bullying people. Give them the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your word. Somebody ought to say thank you, God, for your word. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Psalm 24. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Apostle Stewart. Who is this King of glory, Bishop Stewart? Who is this King of glory, Dr. Stewart? Who is this King of glory, Prophetess Stewart? Who is this King of glory, Patricia Stewart? Who is this King of glory? I want to know. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for Psalm 20 and Psalm 24, our scriptures for the year 2024. We will read them. We will study them. We will meditate on them until changes take place in our lives, knowing that you are the King of glory. And we welcome you into our lives on this day, second day of 2024. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. We welcome you into our hearts, our minds, our spirit, and our souls. We welcome you into our home, our jobs, our classrooms. We welcome you into our neighborhoods, our communities. We welcome you into our lives of our children. We welcome you into our families. We welcome you into our church homes, our places of worship. We welcome you into the mass, the hospitals, the assisted living facilities. We welcome you into the prisons. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into our lives, our total lives, into our beings. We welcome you on our jobs and our schools, our universities, our classrooms. We welcome you into our mind, that we will have a mind stayed on thee. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We trust you. We believe you. We obey you this morning. We welcome your countenance upon us right now. We welcome a fresh anointing on each and every individual under the sound of my voice that will trust you and never doubt that you will surely bring them out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you take them there on Sunday, leave them there. You got to keep getting up next Sunday. You said you take your burdens to the Lord, leave them there. Thank you, God. Take them there and leave them there. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Pray before you leave your home. Read the word of God before you leave your home. Trust God before you leave your home. Don't wait until Sunday till you got to take it there and you got to fall out all on the floor and whine and cry. Do that right there in your home. Thank you, Jesus. Have your own personal revival in your home. We thank God for the revivals that's going to take place in the month of January. And it behooves us, if we can, to attend one. Praise God. This is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour. Prayer for Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Tune again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend to tune in. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour. Prayer, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for great things he's doing in your life and the great things he's doing in my life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send your prayer requests. We want to place them on our altar. Send your praise reports. We want to place them on our altar. We are praying 24 hours around the clock all around the world with over 165,000 prayer warriors. We thank God for you, you, and you. May God bless you. Have a safe and a joyous, profound New Year's. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. God bless you.